Let's go back to the Ramban we were looking at yesterday. Kasha Diba Hashem El Moshe Yisrael Ponim Befonim Aseres HaDibros V'tziva Osa Mayidei Moshe K'tzas Mitzvah Shehem Kamo Ovos L'mitzvah Seher Shal Torah Kasher Hinhigu Avosenu Im Hagerim Shevon L'his Yahed וישראל קיבלו עליהם לעשות כל מה שיצאווים על יודו של משה, וקורס עמוהם בריס על כל זה, מעטו הנה הם לא לאום, והוא להם לאלוקים, כאשר הסנה עמוהם מתחילה. So the Ramban here, I mean, if this were the only Ramban we had, it would be very subtle, and it would be difficult to elicit. But it's clear that the Ramban here is reflecting. The Ramban has a very fundamental machlokas with Rashi back in Parshas Mishpatim. I mean, the Ramban points out that ultimately it's 2 days in the Mechilta. The machlokas are in the Tanaim. Rashi says if you take a look at the end of Parshas Mishpatim, Perek Chav Dalet, in Parshas Mishpatim. So Rashi says that Parsha Zo Nemra Vel Moshe Oma Alei Hashem Ato V'Aro Nodo V'Avil V'Shivim Mizgnei Yisrael V'Shtach V'Yisrael Me'Rachok. So Rashi says Parsha Zo Nemra Kodem Aseres HaDibros. Right? Then in Mukdam Mucha B'Torah, and for whatever reason, the Torah places this account of what happens in Dalet and Hei Sivan here at the end of Parshas Mishpatim. Which means that according to Rashi, when the Torah, again, a few psukim later, Vayikach Moshe's Hadom, Posek Ches, from the Olos, Vayikach Moshe, thank you. Vayikach Moshe es Hadom, Vayizrok al Ha'am, Vayome hine ka'adam abirs asher karas Hashem imachem al kol da advarim ha'ila. So the Krisa's bris, according to Rashi, happened on Hei Sivan, before Ma'amad Har Sinai. Meaning, since in Parshas Yisro, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Va'atom shmoatishmu b'koli, ushmartem izbrisi, v'isem li skulam kolamim ki li kol ha'oretz, v'atem li tiyu le'merachas konim v'goy kadosh. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu offers to enter into a bris Sinai with Yisrael, and we respond there in Parshas Yisrael. Vayanu kolom yachta vayomu kol ha'shediv Hashem na'asa. So according to Rashi, based on that, the Krisa's bris happens. And the Krisa's bris is the basis for Ma'amad HaSinai. The Krisa's bris is the basis for Nesinas HaTorah. That's the Hishtal Shalos HaDvam according to Rashi. Right? That's the way things unfold according to Rashi. According to the Ramban, so the Ramban says in the beginning of, you'll take a look, the Ramban, in the beginning of Parshas Mishpatim, in the beginning of Perek Chav Dalet of Parshas Mishpatim, says no, the simple pshat is that this is written bimkomo, and this is happening after the Aseres HaDibros were given. And what's more, according to the Ramban, again, if you have the Chumash, take a look here, in Perek Chav Dalet Pasuk Gimel, if you can, Rabbi Sain, Perek Chav Dalet Pasuk Gimel, Vayava Moshe Vayasapilam Eskoldive Hashem Eskol Mishpatim Vayan Koloem Kolechad Vayomeru Koladvam Shadiv Hashem Nasa. So Rashi has to say, according to Rashi, that this is happening on Hei Sivan Kodem Ma'amad HaSinai. So what are all the Mishpatim to which the Torah is referring? So Rashi says, Zayin Mitzvah Shenitztav B'nei Noach V'Shabbos V'Kibud Ova Emu Parah Aduma V'Dinen Shenitnu Lahem B'Mora. Ramban l'shitaso, that this is happening after Mamon HaSinai, says that Kol HaMishpatim is referring to Parshas Mishpatim. Ve'el HaMishpatim, Mishatasim Lefneim. Ve'el HaMishpatim, Mishatasim Lefneim. So according to the Ramban, the Naseh in Kol HaShadiba Hashem Naseh in Parshas Yisro doesn't establish the bris. The bris is not made yet. The Naseh is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if you're interested, this is what would happen. If you're interested, so I'll give you I'll tell you some of the Torah, and if you'll commit to that, so then based on that, there will be a Krisis Bris. So the original Naseh is just to say, yes, we're interested in that. We're interested in being told what's in the Torah, and we're interested in then responding to that. But the Krisis Bris happens, again, it's after we hear the Aseres HaDibros, and for that matter, all of Parshas Mishpatim. That's what the Ramban says. Again, coming back to our Ramban in Parshas Truma, Kasha Diba Hashem El Moshe Yisrael Ponim Befanim Aseres HaDibros. So Aseres HaDibros we heard directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Additionally, V'tziva Osam Ha'idei Moshe K'tzas Mitzvah Shehem Kemo Ovos L'mitzvah Seher Shel Torah. That refers to the end of Parshas Yisro and all of Parshas Mishpatim. Kasher hinhigu avosenim hagerim sheboim lis yahed. V'Yisrael kiblu aleim lasos kol masha yitzayvim al yodo shal Moshe. That refers to, when the Ramban says that, so that refers to Parak Chav Dalet Pasuk Zayin. He's not referring to Parshas Yisro. Take a look, Parak Chav Dalet Pasuk Zayin, Rav Osai. V'yikach sefer abris, that's what the Ramban is referring to, right? And then that's Pasuk Ches. Vayikach Moshe Sadom vayizvok al ha'om vayom hinei dam habris asher kores Hashem imachem al kol hadvarim ha'ela. So the Krisos Bris happens based on Ma'amad HaSinai. It's not the prerequisite for Ma'amad HaSinai. No, the prerequisite for Ma'amad HaSinai is indicating interest. The Moshe L'amad Dom is like this. Let's say you have, you're looking to sell your house, and you have a buyer who comes, and the buyer looks at the house, and you talk about a price, and you reach an agreement that he wants to buy, you want to sell, and you agree on a price. But you haven't written any contract or anything. So nothing has been clinched, nothing has been locked in, nothing has been established yet. There's mutual interest in moving forward. So what happens in Parshas Yisro before Ma'amad HaSinai is there's mutual interest, as it were, in moving forward. Then Aseres HaDibros and the subsequent mitzvahs of the end of Parshas Yisro and all of Parshas Mishpatim, according to the Ramban, is along the lines of what the Braisa says in Yevamos. The Braisa says in Yevamos, Daf Mem Zayin, that Ger Shebol Hizgaya, if you have someone who wants to be a candidate for Gerus, so Modiyano so mitzas mitzvos kalos u mitzas mitzvos chamuros. You teach him, you apprise him of representative mitzvos. You don't just tell him, just to tell him 10 mitzvos and when he's going to be bound by tayag mitzvos. But it means that they're representative mitzvahs, right? That's what the Ramban says. Shehem kemo ovos mitzvah shel Torah. Like we talk about ovos and toldos in Shabbos. So that's what the Ramban is referring to. So according to the Ramban, the Krisis Bris is based on Ma'amad HaSinai. It's not the what made Ma'amad HaSinai possible, but on the contrary. The Krisis Bris is based on Ma'amad HaSinai. Krisis Bris happens after Ma'amad HaSinai, and that's what the Ramban says, that the process is exactly that which Chazal adopted and instituted for being Mekabel Gerim. Kasha diba shema Moshe Mishal panim b'fan mesav se dibas. V'tziva also ma'idei Moshe k'tas mitzvah shem k'mo avos the mitzvah se shal Torah. So what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did is the exact same thing. Kasha in higu avosinim hagerim shabam lis yahid. Good? That's clear, Moshe? Okay, now. So then what's very interesting here, additionally, here is the following. This Brisa, if you have it on the computer, take a look. It's Yevamos Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. So the Brisa that the Ramban is referencing says as follows. Tana Rabbanan, it's around, I don't know, 12 lines from the bottom. Tana Rabbanan. Ger shebol lehiskayer bizman hazeh, omim lo mari isa shebosa lezgayer. Iyata yodeh shisa bizman hazeh devuyem. They're in a sorrowful state. Dechufim, they're pushed, they're harassed. Schufim, they're shvelim, they're meturofim, they're being ripped apart. V'yisurin bon aleihem. Im oma yodei ani ve'eni chadai mekablan osom miyad. Mekablan osom miyad means you accept them as a candidate for gerus. Doesn't mean you accept them as a ger. It means you accept them as a candidate for gerus. Umodin also mixas mitzvos kalos, umixas mitzvos chamuros. Umodin also avon leket shechcha opeya, etc. That's the basis. Now, the Rambam in Parag Yud Dalid of Hilchos Yisurei Bia Ketzed Mekablin Geri Atzedek, beginning Halacha Aleph. We'll jump around a little bit. K'sheyovel lehizgaya v'yivdeku achra v'lo yimtzu ila. When he comes and he presents himself as a prospective ger. So the first thing Bezin does is they look to see whether or not there's some ulterior motive. V'lo yimtzu lo ila, and then they don't uncover any ulterior motive, any shalol shema motive for the gerus. Omelo mari isa shabasa lezgaya, etc. Umodian also halacha beis per gudal halacha beis. What we'll say? Umodian also ikari hadas shehu yichud Hashem v'isra avodah zara u'ma'arichin b'dovazet. Umodin also mitzas mitzvos kalos, umitzas mitzvos chamuros, ve'ein ma'arichin medovazah. So the Rambam says that the first thing Bezdin does after asking him why he wants to cast his lot with such an oppressed and persecuted people, the first thing you do is you talk to him about Ikari Amunah, specifically Yichud Hashem and Issa Avodah Zarah. So the Magid Mishnah comments and says, "Hakol mefurash sham." Everything the Rambam writes is mefurash in the Brisa in Daf Mem Zayin. Chutz mimasha kasev u'ma'arichin b'dava zeh b'yichad Hashem v'yisa avodah zara she'enim mefurash sham. Aval hadava poshut shekevin she'elu heim ikari hadas v'hayemuna tzarach lahudiyam b'biror u'laharich imam b'zeh. He says it's true that's not mentioned in the Brisa, but it doesn't need to be mentioned because it's just it's self-evident. Hadava poshut, because this is the ikar hayahadus v'hagerus. I mean, all the Shmiras HaMitzvahs, if the Shmiras HaMitzvahs is directed not to the Ribbono Shel Olam, so all Shmiras HaMitzvahs doesn't mean anything. It's well. So the Maase is like this. L'chor in the Ramban, you see as follows. Again, I think this is true either way. And there's sort of two ways you can read the Ramban, but I think, Kimaduma, this is true either way. The Ramban says that the what happened at our Geirus at Har Sinai basically is what Chazal modeled their procedure of Kabbalah's Gerimon. Right? That what Chazal said about Modi and also Mitzvahs Mitzvahs Kalos and Mitzvahs Mitzvahs Chamuros is exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did with us at Har Sinai. Now, again, there are two ways to read the Ramban, but we'll say the easier way, but it's true either way. So the first thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us by Har Sinai is Anochi Hashem Elokecha and Lo Yeh Elokecha Lo Machem Alpana. Dehainu. He tells us about HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Israel Avodah Zarah. And Yitachin, that according to the Ramban, that the Ramban would say differently than the Magid Mishnah. The Ramban wouldn't say that because this is so self-evident, it's not in the Braisa, the implication in the Ramban is that this is Bechlal, what the Braisa means, when it says Modi and also Mitzas Mitzvos. When Modi and also Mitzas Mitzvos, when the Bez then teaches the perspective Ger, Mitzas Mitzvos, so Bechlal, that are the Ikari Hadas. Because that's what the Ramban says, that what Chazal, when Manhig, Ledoros, is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did by Har Sinai. So whether it means the Anochi and Lo Yeh Elokecha of Aseres HaDibros, or whether it means the Lo Sasun Iti, Eloi Chesef, V'Eloi Zov, of the end of Parshas Yisro, but either way, the Ramban, what the Ramban is, again, Lemaisa, the Ramban, is saying the same thing as the Rambam. Dehainu, that in talking to the prospective Ger, in teaching the prospective Ger, so the first thing, again, after the Iyato Yodea, once he's accepted as a candidate for Geirus, the first thing is to talk to him about Ikari Hadas. The difference is that whereas the Magid Mishnah says in the Rambam that it's not mentioned in the Braisa, but that's okay because it's so self-evident. The Braisa is telling you what's not self-evident. For the Ramban, the Pashto says, no, this is Bechlal. This is part of what the Braisa means. When the Braisa tells you Mitzas Mitzvos Kalas, Mitzas Mitzvos Chamuros, it means representative mitzvos. So how can it be what? So we'll tell him Bosa B'cholam, and we'll tell him this, we'll tell him that, and there's no mitzvahs, mitzvahs, representative mitzvahs of what, of the Ikari Amun, of the Ikari Adas. So that's the mashmos in the Ramban, that he concurs 100% with the Rambam, and he sees it as part of, that it is in the Braisa, when the Braisa says, Modin, also the mitzvahs, mitzvahs.
Okay.
We'll leave the unbend for here for today. We'll switch to Gemara now.